Well, basically, there are only two views of human nature. One is that man really isn't perfect, but he's not too bad, and he is perfectible. That underlies a lot of modern, and really not so modern, philosophic and political theory. Unfortunately, it also underlies a lot of religious theory. On the other hand, you've got the biblical view that man is not only not perfect, he is left to himself beyond being made perfect. He is corrupt and he is depraved. Now, how could people come to such totally divergent views? Well, the answer is that the first people look at man in relation to man, and they judge him by human standards. The second bunch of people is people who take the view that man is totally depraved. Look at man as he relates to God, and as God describes him over against his own perfect holiness and his law. Now, if I compare myself to somebody else, I may well be able to say, well, I thank God I'm not as other men are, I'm better than he is. But if that man is totally corrupt, what does it say about me that I can, in some way, or to some degree, imagine myself a little bit better? At the end of the day, no man knows himself. No man knows any other man. The only one who really knows us is the Lord. He's our Creator. And what does he say about human nature? Well, he says that we go astray from the womb, speaking lies. He says in the 51st Psalm that we were born in sin. We were shapen in iniquity. The Lord Jesus says that out of our heart flows a whole multitude of sins, wickedness and corruption. The first chapter of Romans gives us a description of the Gentile world in the days of the Apostle Paul. The second chapter gives us a view of the Jewish world. And then in the third chapter of Romans, Paul brings it all together and he says that God has found the whole world guilty. The whole world guilty. Now, when you think of that, and realize that the Bible says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who could know it? You come back to the answer, only God knows the heart. So, what is the human condition? What is man's real moral and spiritual nature? According to God, it is a nature defiled, depraved, corrupted by sin. Listen to how the Bible describes it in Ephesians chapter 2. Paul is writing to people who had been delivered from this depravity by saving grace, but in giving this description, he shows what they were before they were saved. He says, "You hath he quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Now think of that. Dead, depraved, dominated by the devil. It's a dark, dark picture that the Bible paints of the human condition, of the state of human nature. It's not saying that man can't help his neighbor. It's not saying that man can't be kind to other men. It's not saying that all men live equally immorally and equally wickedly. It's not saying that. But it's saying that no man is spiritually right with God, and no man can do anything to make himself acceptable to God. He is totally depraved. And only when a man sees that total depravity will he be moved to seek for God's answer. For God has an answer to this dark and terrible condition that men by nature are in.